My grandparents on both sides actually are American have American citizenships. They had come to this country, you know, many, many years ago. My grandfather on my father's side was an orphan and came here when he was a teenager, sort of the typical boat ride, you know, to Ellis Island kind of story. As the story goes, I mean, he was an orphan. He had a brother. They were both orphans, and then his brother died very young, as a teenager. And so he, my grandfather, sold. He was kind of a watchman at a olive grove, and he had a donkey, and he sold the donkey and bought passage on a ship and came to the United States as a teenager, and basically became a traveling salesman. And he would travel around the country, basically, you know, what at the time would probably be called a carpetbagger, and sell things and trinkets and, you know, assorted things to people door to door. My grandfather on my mother's side also came to the United States and worked at the Wonder Bread factory in the Chicago area for many years. My mother and father met in Palestine. And my father was in the U.S. Navy during Vietnam as a medical officer, operating on wounded soldiers from Vietnam. My father was a surgeon at St. Francis in Shakopee and became the chief of surgery there. You know, which is interesting because you have a Muslim chief of surgery at a Catholic hospital where the nurses are nuns. The fact that, you know, growing up in Chaska, at that time was a town of about 7,000 people. So there were no other minorities there. There was nobody else with an ethnic name or, relations, that are, you know, in some other foreign country or anything like that. People, you know, got to know us, me, my brother and sisters, and, made more and more friends such that, I was eventually elected, Winterfest King in my senior year, which is essentially a popularity contest, which I think is funny coming when I look back on where I was, you know, elementary school and middle school and that kind of thing. I feel that, a lot of my being plugged into the Muslim community has changed, actually, and it's more in terms of the challenges faced by the Muslim community here. And some ways that started, in 2001. In many ways, that's how I feel plugged in with the Muslim community, because it seems a community that's under assault by the larger forces in society, I guess. And it needs people to stand up for it, and it needs people to work for its benefit within the context of, our government here and our political process, and being involved with your neighbors and your PTA and your school and everything.